Ricky Bates.
There's a new sound, the newest sound around, the strangest sound that you have ever heard. Not like a wild boar or a jungle lion's roar. It isn't like the cry of any bird. But there's a new sound, it's deep down in the ground, and everyone who listens to it squirms. Because this new sound, so deep down in the ground, is the sound that's made by worms. There's a new sound, the newest sound around, the strangest sound that you have ever heard. That like a wild boar or a jungle lion's roar, it isn't like the cry of any bird. But there's a new sound, it's deep down in the ground, and everyone who listens to it squirms. Because it's new sound, so deep down in the ground is the sound that's made by worms. There's a new sound, the newest sound around, the strangest sound that you have ever heard. Not like a wild boar or a jungle lion's roar, it isn't like the cry of any bird. But there's a new sound, it's deep down in the ground, and everyone who listens to it squirms. Because it's new sound, so deep down in the ground is the sound that's made by worms. There's a new sound, the newest sound around, the strangest sound that you have ever heard. Not like a wild boar or a jungle lion's roar, it isn't like the cry of any bird. But there's a new sound, it's deep down in the ground, and everyone who listens to it squirms. Because it's new sound, so deep down in the ground is the sound that's made by worms. There's a new sound, the newest sound around, the strangest sound that you have ever heard. That like a wild boar or a jungle lion's roar, it isn't like the cry of any bird. But there's a new sound, it's deep under the ground, and everyone who listens to it squirms. Because it's new sound, so deep down in the ground is the sound that's made by worms.
stand temptation as long as temptation stays away from me. And when I have to choose between two evils, I'm gonna pick the one I never tried before. I'm gonna give you loving in the new year. I'm gonna love you in the new year. You know, next year, I'm gonna keep a close check on my conscience. I can't have that bothering me. And I'm gonna have goodwill toward men. And the more men, the more I will.
Breathing the hopeful rain, breathing in that hope. The lines around your eyes were never there before. One day to your surprise, they'll be there no more. When we love again, miracles will start to happen. Well, we'll reign o'er this earth for a little while, then continue in the stars and make Saturn smile. When we love again, miracles will start to happen. In fact, I've got this hug that's been building up. Well, can it do the job? Oh yeah, it's tough enough. 'Cause when we love again, miracles will start to happen. Well, we'll never grow aged and we'll never grow old. We may get gray, but we'll never grow cold. 'Cause when we love again, miracles will start to happen. And any little hurt that your body has, it better just 23 skidoo, pal, and all that jazz. 'Cause when we love again, miracles will start to happen. In fact, I've got this hug that's been building up. Can it do the job? Oh yeah, it's tough enough. 'Cause when we love again, well, miracles are gonna start to happen. When we love again, miracles are gonna start to happen. Whoa, the lines around your eyes were never there before. One day to your surprise, they'll be there no more. When we love again, miracles will start to happen. Whoa, whoa. And we'll reign o'er this earth for a little while, continue in the stars and make Saturn smile. 'Cause when we love again, miracles gonna start to happen. Love again, miracles gonna start to happen. Love again, miracles gonna start to happen.
You're still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda, and this continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. Welcome to the new year. Speaking of that, I should remind you to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. As we begin tonight's radio obituaries, it's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. We thank at the beginning, as we like to do, Vince over at themusicsover.com for all of his assistance. And the initial radio obituary is for Jean-Jacques Perry, the French electronic music producer. He was an early pioneer in the genre and was a member of the electronic music duo Perry and Kingsley. Jean-Jacques Perry just passed away at 87, and he is the initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Blah 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 Ba 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 ba
Post-initial radio obituary is for Carrie Fisher. Carrie Fisher just passed away at 60, and that's all I've got to say about that, because I think you've heard plenty this week. But that's not going to stop us from celebrating her right here as part of the post-initial radio obituary at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Oh, Carrie Fisher, your Princess Leia, your Princess Leia in the Star Wars movies, and everybody loves you cause they love those movies, and you're so good in those movies, and you're very, very talented lady. Yeah, Princess Leia, Your real name is Carrie Fisher. And you're not just Princess Leia, you're in lots of other movies. And you write some books, and you write some movies. And you're very diverse, you're very talented, you're very beautiful, and you're very wonderful. Your name is Carrie Fisher. You're the best lady in the world. Carrie Fisher. The most wonderful woman in the world. Yeah, Carrie Fisher, you're so smart. Carrie Fisher, you're very talented. You're Princess Leia, and everybody loves you forever.
Psychotherapy, either too crazy or not crazy enough. It's true, it's the artist, catch 22. Well, I love your husband, but just for his words. A short little ballman with a sexy tight verse. Could he give my man a pointer or two on how to love a woman who's loosened her screws? Did you get my postcard, Carrie, from the edge of my heart? The one I mailed to you right before I jumped. Oh, it's a million miles from Denver to Newark. Will I ever get there before I fall apart? I'm an imposter at an Al-Anon group. I need something stronger than this chicken soup to heal my addiction to anonymous praise, to halt my quest for elusive fame. Did you get my postcard, Carrie, from the edge of my heart? The one I mailed to you right before I jumped. Oh, it's a million miles from Denver to Newark. Will I ever get there before I fall apart? Guess the only way to get famous these days is to go gaga half naked at the cabaret. Did you get my postcard, Carrie, from the edge of my heart? The one I mailed you right before I jumped. Oh, it's a million miles from Denver to Newark. Will I ever get there before I fall apart? Will I ever get there before I fall apart? Oh, tell me, will I ever get there before I fall apart?
The next radio obituary is for Debbie Reynolds. Debbie Reynolds just passed away at 84. Of course, again, you heard plenty because, Mom, couldn't you have let me have the attention for just a couple of days? It's the next radio obituary for Debbie Reynolds, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Aboodle beep beep bum bum bum. Aboodle beep beep bum bum bum. Aboodle beep beep bum bum bum. You give me a glow, you give me a lift. Oh, where did you go to get such a gift? Oh, where did you learn to dance? Oh, what grace, what technique?
I went to my ballet class 4, 5, times a week.
Miss Leroy, your movements have me so completely floored.
Call me Judy.
Judy, you deserve an anatomy award.
Huh?
Where did you learn to twirl so superlatively? You're getting me all agog with your choreography. When you tap so, I am absolutely in a trance. Say you could be a big star if you had the chance. Little lady, where oh where oh where did you learn to dance? How did you get your shoes so enthusiastic? I seem to flip when you trip, the light fantastic.
Well, would you state that you're an ardent patron of ballet?
Quite so, and might I say that I dig your tour jeté.
Crazy man!
Where did you get that quake and quiver?
It was way down upon the Swanee River.
I like your poise, that is, I mean, I'm keen about your stance. Say you could be the epitome of romance. What am I saying? Where, oh, where did you learn to dance? How you do twist, how you do turn. You better take care or the carpet will burn. Where, oh, where did you learn to dance?
A man chases a girl
until she catches him.
He runs after the girl
until he's caught.
He fishes for a girl
until she's landed him.
It all comes out exactly the way she thought. Uncertain, tags along behind. Uncertain till she makes up his mind. A man chases a girl
until she catches him.
But don't run too fast while you are saying no. And once you've caught him, don't ever let him go. Chases a girl
until she catches him.
But don't run too fast while you are saying no. And once you've caught him, don't ever let him.
Monkey talk means chimp, I love you too. Then the big bang. would find her there swinging in the coconut tree. And the monkey gay at the break of day loved to hear his chimpy say. Abba dabba 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 said the chimpy to the monk. Babba dabba 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 said the monkey to the chimp. All night long they'd chatter away, all day long they were happy and gay, swinging and singing in the honky-tonky way. Abba dabba 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 means monk, a love for you.
Abba dabba dabba in monkey talk means chimp, I love you too.
Then the big baboon one night in June, he married them and very soon they went upon their abba dabba honeymoon. All night long they chatter away, all day long they were happy and gay, swinging and singing in the honky-tonky way. Abba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba means monk, I love you. Abba-dabba-dabba in monkey talk means chimp, I love you too. Then the big baboon one night in June, he married them and very soon they went upon their abba-dabba honeymoon.
The cleanup radio obituary, getting out of that area. The cleanup radio obituary is for Eddie Harsh, the Canadian keyboard player and member of Detroit-based jam band Bulldog. Previously, he was the Black Crowes keyboardist and also a member of James Cotton's band. Not someone you would think that we would normally gravitate to it here at Bubbles in the Think Tank, but you know, we do equal opportunity radio obituaries. You may have noticed that back during the radio obituary retrospective poll. Freddie likes to give that to you every year. It'll be here before you know it, since we went late last year. Anyway, Eddie Harsh just passed away at 59. It's the next radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
We are amazed
haven't done my backwards math. Pre and penultimate radio obituary, see, it just takes me a second, is for Claude Curley Putnam Jr., the American songwriter. Hailing from Alabama, his greatest success was Green Green Grass of Home in 1964, first sung by Porter Wagoner and eventually covered by hundreds others. He even inspired a Paul McCartney and Wings hit, Junior's Farm, after Paul stayed at Putnam's farm in rural Tennessee in 1974. Curley Putnam just passed away at 85. It's the pre and penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
His name is not important. He just picked and sang a lot. He sang his way into the heart of the only love I've got. Then went off a laughing as my tears fell down on the dance hall floor. Right then I knew I'd get him, 'cause I couldn't let him do that anymore. He took her and he made her into a laughing stock. The last I heard he'd left her and the baby in Little Rock. I know he left her lonely, crying brokenhearted all alone. Then he left for greener pastures and new girls that he could capture with his song. Love 'em and leave 'em, singing his song. He's caused many a good girl to go wrong. Love 'em and leave 'em, then he moves along. Each time I almost caught him, I'd find that he had gone, singing in Amarillo, then on to San Antone, singing his way into each town, breaking the heart of a new girl every night. Then I saw that flashing marquee, and I swore I'd put out that singer's light. I caught up with him in Houston. He was standing on the stage with that flashy suit and guitar, a typical singing rage. And when the bullet hit him, it left him laying on the dance hall floor. That bullet didn't kill him, but it made damn sure he'd never love no more. Love him and leave him, singing his song. He's caused many a good girl to go wrong. Love him and leave him, then he moves along, singing his hillbilly song. Hillbilly song.
I take your love line off of me? Set me free.
B-A-C-O-N-N-E-G-G's. Texas. I followed him to Utah. We didn't find it there, so we moved on. I followed him to Alabama. Things looked good. Moved on. And now all we have is each other and a precious little memory that we cling to. But still, I just can't let him go on all alone.
The antepenultimate radio obituary is for the legendary Orioles vocalist Diz Russell. He was their baritone singer in two pioneering doo-wop groups, actually, the Regals and the Orioles. He kept singing with them on and off into the 80s, and always remained the creative center of Washington, D.C.'s old school R&B scene, performing right to the end and having various R&B entertainers at his home at all times. Diz Russell just passed away at 83. It's the antepenultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Me out. Your kisses start me spinning, makes me feel like I'm 9 feet tall. One kiss right from the beginning, and baby, I had to fall. Well, now don't stop, baby. Don't stop now. Don't stop, baby, cause that knocks me out. Well, I'll take you with me dancing. I'll spend up every dime. Cause when you start me dancing, well, you thrill me like a jug of wine. Well, now don't stop, baby. Don't stop now. Don't stop, baby, cause that knocks me out.